Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll want to go get your Bibles and open it up to John chapter 6. And in just a moment, I'm going to be reading from beginning in verse 47. We're looking at an introduction to a set of Sunday school lessons. And these are the Sunday school lessons that were written from the Sunday schools of 1923 by E.A. Elam. And we haven't gotten to the first lesson yet. This is just the introduction to that lesson, because we're in the middle of a study of the book of Luke. And those were what we were studying at the end of the Sunday school lessons for 1922. And where we're going to complete this study then is we get into the winter quarter of the Sunday school lessons for 1923. But in between, as it introduced this new years of study, E.A. Elam wrote a section about Jesus. And we're down to section number 11 of this study that he wrote. And it's about how to feed upon the bread of heaven. And so they had asked concerning Jesus, how can this man give us flesh to eat? And that question comes from John chapter 6. I'm going to begin reading in verse 47. And Jesus says this, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth hath eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread which cometh down out of heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If any man shall eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Yea, and the bread which I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove one with another, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Well, that's where we're going to begin our study in just a moment. While you're thinking about that and that whole situation and why that question was asked, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. But now let's get to our lesson for today, how to feed upon the bread of heaven. And this question that is asked, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Well, we cannot eat his literal flesh and drink his literal blood. These are figurative expressions, as are living water, wells of salvation, son of righteousness, that's S-U-N, son of righteousness, or upon this rock I will build my church, and Christ Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone. He's not a literal cornerstone, of course. These are figurative expressions. Jesus explains in verses 62 and 63 of John chapter 6 that he would ascend to heaven, and hence his literal flesh cannot be eaten. Besides, as he further explains, his literal flesh, if eaten, would profit nothing. He speaks of spiritual matters and not of his literal flesh and blood. He says it is the spirit, not his literal flesh, that giveth life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I've spoken unto you are spirit and are life. John 6 and verse 63. His words are spiritual food and life-giving. He has the word of eternal life. John chapter 6 and verse 68. For I spake not from myself, but the Father that sent me. He hath given me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak, and I know that his commandment is life eternal. The things thereof which I speak, even as the Father hath said unto me, so I speak. John 12, verses 49 through 50. And then again, if any man keep my word, he shall never see death. John 8 and verse 51. Hear it this way. He that heareth my word and believeth him that sent me hath eternal life, and cometh not into judgment, but is passed out of death into life. John chapter 5 and verse 24. We are quickened then, that is, we are made alive into spiritual life as we receive into good and honest hearts these words and hold them fast. Luke says in Luke 8 and verse 15, and that in the good ground, the seed that went into the good ground, these are such as in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, hold it fast, and bringeth forth fruit with patience. The word of God is the incorruptible seed by which his children are begotten. Listen to Peter in 1 Peter 1, verses 23 through 25. Having been begotten again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the word of God, which liveth and abideth. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory thereof is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower falleth, but the word of the Lord abideth forever. And this is the word of good things, which was preached unto you. It is the word of God that quickens us. That is, it makes us alive. Listen to these words from Psalm 119 and verse 50. This is my comfort and my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. It is the word that delivers us and brings us forth into his spiritual family. Listen to James, when James wrote in James chapter 1 and verse 18, of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. And then in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 15, for in Christ Jesus I beget you through the gospel. It is the word of God that gives us life, and it is the word of God also that sustains spiritual life. It is the spiritual milk of newborn babes. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, we read, putting away therefore all wickedness and guile and hypocrisies and evils and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, long for the spiritual milk, which is without guile, that ye may grow thereby into salvation, if ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. And then you go from the spiritual milk of the word to the solid food for those who are full grown. Listen to the writer in Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14. For when by reason of the time you ought to be teachers, ye have need again that someone teach you the rudiments of the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of solid food. For every one that partaketh of milk is without experience in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food is for full-grown men, even to those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Jesus says, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to accomplish his work. John 4 and verse 34. So when, like Jesus, we do the will of God from the heart, We are drinking of the water of life, receiving spiritual milk, eating solid food, and feeding on the bread of heaven. Now, there's a summary to all that he's covered here in this essay introduction to the story of Jesus. And so, point number 12 in Elam's notes, this is the sum of all. Jesus, then, is the Lamb of God, whose blood cleanses us from all sin, the promised seed of Abraham, in whom all the families of the earth are blessed, the true bread out of heaven, the water of life, the bright and morning star, the sun of righteousness, the light of the world, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, the way, the truth, and the life, the resurrection and the life, the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Savior of the world, unto all them that obey him, the author of eternal salvation. Hebrews 5, verses 7 through 9. Let me read that. Who in the days of his flesh, having offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and having been heard for his godly fear, though he was a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation. He is the author and perfecter of our faith, that prophet to come, who spoke as never man spake, the mediator of the new covenant, our priest and advocate in heaven, whose heart is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Let me read to you from Hebrews 4, verses 14 through 16. Having then a great high priest, who hath passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but one that hath been in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore draw near with boldness unto the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. Jesus is the head of the body, the church, and head over all things to the church. He is our King, the King of kings, and Lord of lords, to rule over us in righteousness and mercy, the ruler of kings of the earth, exalted to the right hand of God, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. A name above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things on earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Beautiful, isn't it? That is where this essay comes to an end. And on the following opened page, I see lesson one of the first quarter for the year of January, for the year of 1923. And the first Sunday of that year fell on January 7th. And we're looking at Jesus, the world's Savior, studies in Luke. And these notes begin this way. The first half of this course began on October the 1st. 1922, with the birth of John the Baptist, and close with a lesson in Luke chapter 12. While the introduction to lesson 1, October 1st, 1922, states who Luke was and in which books the New Testament he wrote, it is convenient to the student to have them stated here. You'll have to tune in next time, and we'll finish this lesson.